Living with him, I found somebody who knew my every thought. It was amazing. He told me, in fact, I know your every thought. And he showed it to me frequently. I would have a thought that would come to me in my meditation, and he would answer it in speaking to me. And he'd always answer in such a way as not to let other people know he was talking to me. For instance, I used to pray to him, teach me to love you as the way you love me. And there was a group of us monks there, and he looked at me and he said, how can the cup hold the whole ocean? I understood. He meant that my heart had to expand to become one with God before I could understand the love of somebody who was one with God. One time I was invited to a bar mitzvah. I'm not Jewish, but somebody wanted me to do some yoga postures. And so I went there. And afterwards, these Beverly Hills psychologists are mostly Jewish, and all of them, as far as I know, atheists. And this psychologist, a psychiatrist, cornered me and started grilling me about what yoga was all about and what this nonsense of spirituality is all about. And I tried to answer him, and I thought to throw in a couple of miracles and so on. And I could see him looking at his appointment book and saying, well, see, I probably have an appointment for him at 10 o'clock on Wednesday if he wants to see this. He thought of me as a potential patient. And so I realized that it didn't do any good at all. Well, I was with Master a couple of days later, and he used to have me do the yoga postures for people and then serve them lunch. And then after they'd left, he'd sit at the table and talk with me. And in the talk, after these guests had left, he said, by the way, when you're with atheists and skeptics, don't talk about miracles. I said, you knew. He said, I know every thought you think. I was amazed. But in fact, he showed it to me again and again. He corrected me. I didn't mind at all his knowing my thoughts. I wanted him to. But in other words, there was nothing I was ashamed of. But it was wonderful how he corrected me. And he always, in my case, his corrections were usually for helping me to teach properly. Because he told me he wanted me to be a teacher. And so anyway, after I'd been there a year, he'd put me in charge of the monks. And I didn't feel that I was worthy, and I was sort of afraid to do anything about that position. But a year later, he told me he wanted me really to take charge. And so then I started organizing the monks. And some of the more rambunctious ones used to call me the monk. But I seriously, finally, through my efforts, the monks did get organized, because I realized that it meant a compromise on my part, because I would meditate many hours. And when I had to be with them, I would meditate less so that I could meditate with them, and yet not make them meditate too long. And then there was a period where we had about 15 monks in one dormitory. And I moved out of my own room to be in that dormitory with them, just to make sure that they'd behave themselves and not spend the night with pillow fights and so on. And so I took my charge seriously. And through the classes that I organized for the monks, the nuns took those classes, and they became known as Sister Shraddha's classes, but they was all based on my notes. And the nuns became organized on the basis of the monks' organization. And he put me in charge, he kept me in charge of the monks, and then I remember there was a period when I had headaches. And he said, it's from reading too much and being too mental, which I had certainly been. I remember in college, my roommate saying to me one time, can't you stop thinking all the time? But I was thinking, what is life all about? What is the reason for our existence? Why are we here? What are we supposed to do with ourselves? That was the goal, the role of my thinking. But during this period, he recommended me to take walks on the beach and at Encinitas and do the double breathing relaxation exercise 12 times every, several times a day and so on. And I said to him that maybe I shouldn't be in charge of the monks. And it was sort of a test for him to see, I don't know exactly how to put that, but he said, well, I've been thinking about it. And I was horrified because I thought maybe he wasn't pleased with my leadership. And so he calmed me by saying, it's all right, you can keep that way. But I understood from that years later when I was no longer in the work, I understood that the great work that he told me that I had to do would be not with the monks and not in SRF. Well, that's another question of yours there. But he put me in charge of the monks and had me teach in the churches. My first lecture there was rather a startler. I had been with him I'd been with him 8 months. I was still 22 years old. And I had never lectured in my life. I had only been to one Kriya initiation. And said I knew that Master was teaching. He taught alternatively in San Diego and Hollywood. And he was not hadn't been to San Diego for 2 months. And I knew that he was coming the next Sunday because it was my duty to send the announcements to the newspapers. So I was visualizing all those happy people down there. When Saturday morning, one of the senior monks came to my room and said, Master wants you to give the service in his place tomorrow in San Diego. And he also wants you to give a Kriya initiation. Well, I was naturally scared to death. And when I went down there, they used to have the curtains closed. So when the curtain opened, there was this little 22-year-old standing there. And the church was, of course, completely packed because everybody had been expecting Master. Standing room only, people peering in the window from the courtyard outside. And I have to say this, that I was so sorry for those poor people that I didn't have any time to be nervous. And in fact, I've never been nervous lecturing because I realized that the whole reason of nervousness is you're thinking about yourself. And I used to think that Master was talking through me and ask him to teach through me. Well, this was, you can't really sum up your life with a great master in a few words like this, but it was the most thrilling memory of my whole life.